privilege to have Pastor Mikes Perez preaching for us today. And for those of you who do not know the Perez family, most of you do, but Deborah Perez grew up here at Morrow Bible Church and is Pastor and Mrs. Gossman's third daughter, right? And so it's a privilege to have them here. And then Deborah went to Mexico as a young lady 25 years ago, about. And she served there, then met Mikes. And she's going to be translating for Mikes. So we'll hear English and Spanish today. And it'll be a blessing to you. It's good for us to hear that. As we talked about in Sunday school, we are elect together with Christians all over the world, and they speak different languages too. And so it's a privilege to have Mikes preaching today. Now, Mikes is, you know, he's not like me. He doesn't have his head up in the clouds. He's a little more down to earth. And so I know it'll be a blessing to you. So maybe the pulpit will be about the right height, I think, right? So come ahead.
Queremos nosotros agradecerle a nuestro Dios.
We want to thank our God
por este tiempo que Él nos permite el poder estar en este lugar.
For this time that He has permitted us to be here in this place.
Poder compartir la palabra de nuestro Dios con ustedes.
To be able to share the word of God with you.
También porque el pastor nos da este privilegio, Pastor Howard.
And because Pastor Howard has given us this privilege.
Y también porque pues mi esposa puede traducir.
And because my wife is able to translate.
Si no hubiera traductor, sería difícil poder predicar.
If I don't have a translator, it'd be very difficult for me to preach.
Pero lo bueno que ella siempre me acompaña.
But the good thing, she's always my companion.
Venir a la casa de nuestro Dios, hermanos, es la cosa más hermosa.
To come to the house of God is the most beautiful thing.
Que cada cristiano debe de sentir en su vida.
That each Christian should feel in their life.
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos una casa.
Each one of us has a house.
Pastor tiene su casa.
The pastor has his house.
Otro pastor tiene su casa.
The other pastor has his house.
Cada este lado tiene su casa.
Each
Él
person
tiene su
here
propia casa.
Has your own house.
Su propia casa.
Your own house.
Esta es la casa de nuestro Dios.
This is God's house.
Y venir es venir a visitarle a Él.
And to come here is to come to visit Him.
Venir a expresarle nuestras palabras de amor.
To express to Him our words of love.
Agradecimiento.
Our appreciation.
De esas bendiciones que recibimos.
Of all the blessings that we have received.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Cada instante que uno vive.
Every constant, every moment that we live.
Es voluntad de nuestro Dios.
Is the will of our God.
Pero lo precioso es
but the preciousness is
cantar,
to sing,
pero también escuchar el buen consejo.
But also to hear the good counsel.
Nosotros somos los necesitados.
We are the needful people.
Es como la persona que está enferma.
It's like the person that is sick.
Consulta al doctor porque tiene problemas.
Has a doctor's appointment because he is sick.
Nosotros consultamos a nuestro Dios.
We have an appointment with our God.
Porque queremos aprender de Él.
Because we want to learn from Him.
Pero tenemos que tener una mente y un corazón dispuesto.
But we need to have a mind and a heart willing.
A poder recibir su palabra.
To be able to receive His word.
Allí en Isaías 55, voy a invitar a que usted pueda abrir su Biblia.
In Isaiah 55, I'm going to ask you to open your Bible.
Ya el pastor estuvo leyendo este pasaje.
The pastor was reading this passage.
Isaías 55, verso 1 al 9.
Isaiah 55, 1
Vamos
through 9.
A estar meditando en la palabra de nuestro Dios.
We're going to be meditating on the word of our God.
Ese buen consejo que nunca debe de faltar en nuestras vidas.
This good counsel that should never be lacking in our lives.
Yo no le conozco a usted, no conozco su vida.
I don't know you or your life.
Mucho menos conozco su pasado.
Even less do I know your past.
Ni sé.
And I don't know.
¿Qué tan cerca andas tú de Dios?
How close you are to your God.
Yo no sé si realmente estás viviendo como Dios quiere que tú lo hagas.
I don't know if you're living as God wants you to do.
Yo no sé si siempre procuras tener una relación amplia con tu Dios, muy cercana.
I don't know if you try to have a very close relationship with your God.
Y si la tienes,
and if you have it,
eso también te va a ayudar.
This will help you.
Si no la tienes,
and if you do not have it,
nuestro Dios hoy te va a enseñar.
Our God will show you
lo que tú necesitas hacer.
What you need to do.
Antes de leer, vamos a orar.
Before we read, I want to pray.
Queremos que el Espíritu Santo pueda enseñarnos.
We want the Holy Spirit to be able to teach us.
No queremos enseñar nuestra idea.
I don't want not to teach my idea.
Sino el buen consejo que nuestro Dios tiene.
But the good counsel that God has.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Padre eterno, en esta mañana,
Heavenly Father, in this morning,
te honramos, te glorificamos,
we honor you, we glory you,
porque reconocemos que tú eres el único Dios,
because we recognize you are the only God,
digno de nuestros cantos,
worthy of our songs.
Te suplicamos que el Espíritu Santo, a través de tu palabra,
we plead that the Holy Spirit, by way of your word,
pueda hablarnos, pueda enseñarnos,
may speak to us, may teach us,
pueda iluminar nuestros pensamientos,
that may illuminate our thoughts,
y que nunca nuestro Dios nos alejemos de ti,
and that never our God, that may we be driven away from you,
sino que siempre estemos muy cerca de tu lado.
But that may we always be right by your side.
Dejamos este tiempo, nuestro Dios,
we pray for this time,
para que tú hables con nuestras vidas,
that you speak to our lives.
Y en Cristo Jesús oramos.
In Jesus Christ's name,
te lo pedimos.
We pray.
Amén.
Amen.
Isaías 55.
Isaiah 55.
Hoy quisiéramos hablar acerca de qué se le ofrece al hombre necesitado.
Today we're going to speak on what a man that needs.
He estado observando de algunas cosas.
I've been observing some things.
En inglés nosotros tenemos, en español nosotros tenemos.
In Spanish,
pero
says some things.
En inglés es algo diferente.
In English, it's different.
Unidos, voy a invitarles a leer desde el verso 1 hasta el 5.
I'm going to ask you to read together Isaiah 55, 1 through 5.
Vamos a leer y dice así.
Let's read together. Oh, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is not? Unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, here your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Cuando Isaías estaba hablando al pueblo de nuestro Dios,
when Isaiah was talking to the people of our God,
allá en los primeros capítulos de Isaías,
in the first chapters of Isaiah,
nosotros observamos que era un pueblo que estaba realmente necesitado de su Dios.
We observe that it was a people that was really in need of our God.
Y nuestro Dios observa a su pueblo,
and our God observes his people,
como un pueblo necesitado de esa misericordia,
as a needed people that is need of his mercy.
¿Y qué era lo que nuestro Dios ofrecía?
And what is it that God offered to them?
Cada persona que viene a nuestro Dios,
every person that comes to our God,
primeramente necesita tener en su vida la necesidad de buscarle.
First, they need the need in their lives to look for him.
Si tiene esa necesidad, va a recurrir al buen consejo.
If you have a need, then you will go running to the good advice.
Desde el verso 1 hasta el 5 nos enseña,
verse 1 to verse 5 teaches us,
necesitada,
that the needy person
se le ofrece satisfacción gratuita.
Offers free satisfaction.
En el verso 1 y 2 nos enseñan de dos cosas muy importantes.
In verse 1 and verse 2, two important things are taught.
Agua,
water, and bread.
Sabe, hermanos, que yo voy a mencionar hermanos.
You know, brethren, I will call you as
porque
brethren.
Porque es la manera en la cual nosotros nos expresamos.
That's the way as
we
express to the congregation in Mexico.
La congregación, algo generalizado de hermanos.
Speaking in general to the congregation, I use the word brethren.
Espero no ofender a ninguno.
I hope I do not offend any of you.
Pero habla acerca de dos cosas muy importantes.
But we speak, that speaks of two important things.
Agua.
Water.
Y pan.
And bread.
¿Quién puede vivir?
Who is able to live
sin tomar agua?
Without drinking water?
¿Quién puede vivir sin comer?
Who can live without eating?
Yo supongo que ya estamos pensando que vamos a comer.
I imagine at the moment you're thinking of what you're going to go eat.
Así es que son dos cosas vitales para nuestro cuerpo.
So you can see there are two vital things for our body.
Dice a todos los sedientos, dice la escritura.
It says the scriptures say everyone that thirsteth.
Primeramente, esta invitación que nuestro Dios hace,
first, the invitation that God gives,
es para aquel que está necesitado de nuestro Dios.
Is for the person that is needy of our God.
¿Tú estás necesitado de Dios?
Do you need God?
¿O piensas tú que llegaste ya a la plenitud de Cristo?
Or do you think you have now arrived to the fullness of Christ?
Cada cristiano, hermanos,
each Christian brother,
tiene una lucha constante.
Has a constant fight.
Y no puede por sí solo.
And cannot for himself.
Crecer.
Grow.
Si no depende de nuestro Dios.
If it's not depending on our God.
Dice agua gratuita. Dice en el verso 1. A todos, dice, los sedientos.
It says free water to all those who are thirsty.
Venir, dice, a las aguas.
It says come to the water.
Y esto me hace recordar,
and this reminds me,
de la mujer samaritana.
Of the Samaritan woman.
¿Usted recuerda esta mujer?
Do you remember that woman?
¿Sí saben este pasaje?
Do you remember that passage?
Allá en Juan.
In John.
Capítulo 4.
And chapter 4.
Dice que esta mujer bajó.
Said that this woman came down.
A traer agua.
To bring water.
Pero cuando llegó a la fuente,
to get water, when she got to the fountain,
ahí estaba Jesús.
Jesus was there.
Y Jesús le ofreció, dice, un agua.
And Jesus offered a water.
Que saltaba, dice, para vida eterna.
That was for eternal life.
Un agua que realmente iba a satisfacer la necesidad que ella tenía en su vida.
A water that was going to satisfy the need that she had in her life.
Así como tenemos la necesidad del agua física.
The same way as we have a need for the physical water,
es la necesidad espiritual.
It's a need spiritually.
También lo encontramos allí en Juan capítulo 7.
Even in John 7.
Hablando acerca de esa agua viva.
Of the living water.
Que los hombres necesitan.
That the man needs.
Algo que he enseñado allá en donde estábamos en Ciudad Valles.
What I have taught there where I have as pastor in Ciudad Valles.
Que el cristiano.
That the Christian.
Ha conocido a un Dios verdadero.
Has known a real true God.
Un Dios vivo.
A live God.
Que Él espera que nosotros compartamos a otro.
That He expects us to be able to share with others.
De lo que Él ya ha hecho en nuestras vidas.
Of what He has done in our life.
Pero primero,
but first,
nuestro Dios necesita satisfacer tu necesidad.
Our God needs to quench,
¿cuál es la necesidad
satisfy
que tú tienes?
The need in your life. What is the need that you have?
Y luego sigue diciendo el verso 1.
And then verse 1.
A los que no tienen dinero.
It says to those that have no money.
Venid, comprad y comed.
Come, buy and eat.
Comprad sin dinero y sin precio.
To buy without money and without a price.
Aquí en mi Biblia dice vino y leche.
In my Bible here it says wine and milk.
Hace algunos meses atrás.
Some months ago.
Compartí esto con mis hermanos.
I was sharing this passage with my brethren.
Estaba enseñando algo diferente.
I was teaching them something different.
Pero me encontré con estas palabras que dice vino y leche.
But I came across these two words, wine and milk.
¿Por qué lo menciona así la escritura?
Why does the scriptures tell it in this way?
El pan y el agua,
the water and the bread,
satisfacen este cuerpo,
satisfy our body.
Pero lo que es el vino,
but what is the wine,
aquí yo no sé si lo usan,
I don't know here
pero
if you
en
use
México,
it, but in Mexico,
lo utilizan para sanar las heridas.
They use it for healing illnesses.
¿Y la leche? ¿Quién no conoce la leche?
And who here doesn't know the milk?
¿Le pregunta usted al niño qué quiere?
You ask what a child wants?
Leche.
Milk.
La leche fortalece los huesos.
The milk strengthens the bones.
El vino que está hablando aquí la escritura es algo simbólico.
The wine that's speaking here is symbolic.
Simboliza alegría.
It symbolizes happiness.
Sabe, hermanos, que la alegría en cada uno de nosotros,
you know, the happiness in each one of us,
a pesar de los problemas,
not important,
a pesar de las
the
necesidades,
problems, the needs,
a pesar de las deudas,
the debts that you have,
nuestro Dios quiere que estemos contentos.
Our God wants us to be happy.
Por eso ahí en el verso 1,
that's why in verse 1,
nuestro Dios ofrece a su pueblo,
our God offers to his people,
vino y leche,
wine and milk,
necesarias para la salud.
What is needful for our health.
Las otras son necesarias para el cuerpo.
The other things are needful for our body.
¿Qué es lo que tu vida necesita?
What does your body need?
¿O piensas tú que ya estás completo?
Or do you feel you are complete?
Cuando no estamos orando,
when we are not praying,
cuando no estamos leyendo su Biblia,
when we are not reading his word,
cuando no le estamos hablando a alguien de Dios,
when we are not telling other people about God,
nos estamos enfriando espiritualmente.
We are getting cold spiritually.
En nuestra vida, hermanos,
in our life, brethren,
debe haber esas cosas.
There needs to be those things.
Cuando venimos a este lugar,
when we come to this place,
cantamos a nuestro Dios,
we sing
le,
to our God, we express
todo nuestro entusiasmo,
with
nuestro
all our enthusiasm and desire.
Pero cuando andamos en, no sé, en el carro,
but when we're in the car,
en la casa,
in the house,
en el trabajo,
in work,
¿tú le cantas a tu Dios?
Do you sing to your God?
No tienes que decirme.
You don't have to tell me.
Pero cuando cantamos a nuestro Dios,
but when we sing to our God,
allá afuera,
outside,
expresamos lo que hay aquí adentro.
We express what is inside.
Claro, no tiene que andar gritando como un loco.
Obviously, we don't have to be screaming like a crazy man.
Pero siempre nuestro Dios tiene que ser honrado.
But our God always should be honored.
Yo quisiera hacerte una pregunta.
I would like to ask you a question.
¿Qué tan cerca andas tú de tu Dios?
How close are you to your God?
¿Puedes sentir realmente que estás cerca de Él?
Can you feel that you are near Him?
Estamos viviendo un tiempo difícil.
We're living in difficult times.
Algunos son arrastrados por el enemigo.
Some are being pulled by the enemy.
Por el mundo.
By the world.
Algunos tienen un enfriamiento espiritual.
Some are spiritually cold.
Pero aquel cristiano que persevera,
but the Christian that is perseverant,
es aquel que ama mucho a su Dios.
Is this person that loves a lot
his God. Y entre ellos estamos nosotros.
And among those are us.
No tienes que dejar.
You don't have to let that go.
Que eso se enfríe en tu vida.
That you have a coldness in your life.
Ya nuestro Dios ofrece en el verso 1.
Our God offers
agua,
in verse 1, water.
Vino.
Wine.
Leche.
Milk.
Pero el verso 2 menciona
verse 2,
el pan.
It speaks of the bread.
¿Puede leer?
Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies it not? Hearken diligently unto me, and ye eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
¿Sabe que si nuestro Dios nos ofrece algo,
you know, if your God offers you something,
es porque lo necesitamos.
It is because we need it.
En el verso 2,
in verse 2,
Sabe que solamente nuestro Dios puede llenar ese vacío que tenemos.
Only God is able to fill that emptiness that we have.
Porque dice el verso 2, ¿por qué gastas el dinero en lo que no es pan? Dice el verso 2.
Because verse 2 says, where do you spend the money for that?
Y vuestro trabajo dice, en lo que no sacia.
And your labor which does not satisfy.
Y luego dice el verso 2, oídme, dice, atentamente.
And then it says in verse 2, hearken diligently.
Esta palabra de atentamente.
This word diligently.
Pon atención porque te voy a decir algo importante.
Is pay attention because I'm going to tell you something very important.
Como aquellos que van a recibir una herencia.
As those that, of you that are going to receive an inheritance.
Están atentos a ver que el abuelo o el
papá. You're very attent to see what the grandfather, the father left you.
Debemos estar atentos muchas veces al consejo de nuestro Dios.
We need to be attent to the counsel that God has for us.
Atento.
To be attent.
Es porque nos interesa.
Is because that interests us.
Y hay algo para nuestras vidas.
And there is something for our lives.
Sigue diciendo ese mismo verso 2.
And verse 2 continues to say.
Y se deleitará vuestra alma, dice, con grosura.
And let your soul delight itself in fatness.
La grosura era algo que se ofrecía.
The fatness is something
en los
that was sacrificios offered
derramados,
in the sacrifices that were offered.
El humo hacia Dios,
and the
el olor.
Smoke and incense was raised up to God.
Ayer estaba asando Pastor Gassman.
Yesterday Pastor Gassman was grilling
hamburguesas.
Hamburgers.
Él había sacado ya las hamburguesas.
He had taken off the hamburgers.
Y toda la casa se llenó de ese aroma.
And the whole house was smelling that smell.
¿A quién no le gusta oler algo rico?
Who here doesn't like to smell something good?
La grosura es algo que podemos nosotros tener en nuestra vida.
He said that is something that you're able to have in your life.
Acerca de ofrecer algo a nuestro
to be
Dios.
Able to offer something to your God.
Podemos ofrecerle nuestro dinero.
We can offer our money.
Nuestro tiempo.
Our time.
Pero también debemos ofrecerle nuestra vida.
But we need to offer and also offer our life.
El verso 3.
Verse 3.
Voy a invitar al Pastor Howard.
I'm going to invite Pastor Howard to read verse 3.
Sabe que el necesitado,
you know that the needful,
escucha,
listens,
y viene,
and comes,
a Dios,
to God.
El que no está necesitado,
the one who is not needy,
no escucha,
doesn't listen,
y no viene,
and doesn't come.
En el verso 3 dice, inclinad vuestro oído.
In verse 3 it says, incline your ear.
Y luego dice, y venid a mí.
And then it says, come unto me.
Y esta es una invitación que nuestro Dios hacía a su pueblo.
And this is an invitation that God gives to his people.
Venid a mí.
Come to me.
Cada cristiano.
Each Christian.
Debe saber.
Should know.
Aquella promesa o aquel dicho que menciona ya en Juan.
The saying or promise that was given in
14,
John 14.
14. Cuando dice que separados de mí.
When it says separated from me.
Nada podéis hacer.
There's nothing you're able to do.
Por eso él hace una invitación aquí en el verso 3.
That's why there's an invitation there in
venid
verse 3.
A mí.
Come unto me.
Oíd y vivirá vuestra alma.
Hear and your soul shall live.
Y luego habla acerca de un pacto eterno.
And then speaks of an eternal covenant.
Acerca de la misericordia firme hacia la casa de David.
Talking about the mercies of David's house.
Lo menciona en el verso 4 y 5.
In verse 4 and 5.
Hablando de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Eso lo encontramos en el verso 4 y 5.
In verse 4 and 5.
De esa salvación del pacto eterno.
The salvation of the eternal covenant.
¿Puede leer el verso 4 y 5?
Verse 4 and 5. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, And nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
A gente dice que no conociste.
The people that you have not known.
Está hablando de aquella gente que muchas veces puede incluir. Tenía Dios un pueblo.
God had his own people.
El pueblo de Israel.
The people of Israel.
Pero de aquellos que no le conocieron.
But the other ones that did not know him.
Fuera de la casa de Israel.
They were outside of the house of Israel.
En el verso 6 en adelante.
Verse 6 and on.
Mira el verso 6. Ah, Pastor Gassman puede leer.
Pastor Gassman, can you read verse 6?
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Sabe que a la persona necesitada.
You know that the needy person.
Se le invita a que busque a Jehová.
Is invited to look to God.
To mi Biblia Jehovah. Dice Jehová.
His Bible, pero, and in verse 7, it says to look to, in 6, it says to look to Jehovah.
Pero ustedes dicen Dios.
But yours says Lord.
Pero en el verso 6 menciona que se le invita a venir a Jehová.
But in verse 6, it says, it invites you to seek the Lord.
La pregunta es, ¿qué es venir a Jehová?
What is it to come to Jehovah or come to Lord?
Si yo le pregunto a usted, ¿qué es venir?
If I'm to ask you, what is to come?
¿Qué me respondería?
What would you respond to me?
¿A quién le preguntamos?
To who do we ask?
¿Qué es venir a Dios?
What is to come to God?
Yo sé que aquí también les gusta compartir.
I know here you like to share as well.
Ando buscando a quién le voy a preguntar.
I'm looking to see who I'm going to ask.
Al que veo más atento, a ese le voy a preguntar.
I'm going to ask the one I look that's more attentive.
Pero la pregunta otra vez surge.
The question again.
¿Qué es buscar a Jehová?
What is to look to God?
Vamos a preguntarle
to seek the Lord.
A los más conocedores.
Let's ask the ones that know more.
A ver, Pastor Howard.
Pastor Howard. Venir primero a Jesucristo, primero.
Pray to him,
orar a él.
Confess to him,
confesarle.
Confesarle, buscar.
Confess to look to him, seek him.
Peso de tornillo. Yo también tengo anillo, pero.
I also have a ring.
Lo dejé en mi casa.
But I just left it at home this morning.
Mi esposa quiere mucho este anillo.
My wife likes a lot her ring.
Primero porque fue el de matrimonio.
First because it's a wedding ring.
Segundo porque es de 14 quilates y son caros.
And another because they're 14, whatever, 14 carat, and they're expensive.
Si mi esposa perdiera este anillo.
If my wife lost this ring.
Allá afuera.
Outside.
Anduviera busque su anillo.
She would be looking and looking and looking for her ring.
De ahí yo me agregara.
And then I would help.
Y luego mis hijos.
And then my children.
Y al último, todos anduvieron
and
buscando
at the end, everybody would be out there helping her look.
El anillo.
For the ring.
Posiblemente no lo encontráramos.
Maybe we would not find it.
Está perdido.
It's lost.
¿Sabe que buscar a nuestro Dios, hermanos?
You know, brethren, to seek our God.
Es como algo.
It's as something.
Que hemos perdido.
That we have lost.
Con tanto valor.
That has such...
con alta estima, mucha estima.
Well, that's a high esteem, much value.
Claro, nuestro Dios no se pierde.
Obviously, God is not, does not get lost.
Pero a veces el cristiano pierde el camino.
But the Christian loses his way.
El hombre es más fácil que abandone a Dios.
It's the man, it's very easy for him to abandon God.
Pero nunca Dios abandonará al hombre.
But never will God abandon the man.
Que esa es la gran diferencia.
Which is a great difference.
Lo que dijo el pastor está en lo cierto.
As pastor said, it is true.
Es la interpretación correcta.
Correct interpretation.
Yo solamente di una ilustración.
I just gave an illustration.
Pero dice, buscad a Jehová mientras puede ser hallado.
It says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Hallado habla acerca de oportunidad.
While the word while may he be found is talking about the opportunity.
¿Quién deja ir una oportunidad?
Who will not take the opportunity that is given?
Yo cuando conocí a esta mujer,
when I knew, came to know this woman,
yo no perdí la oportunidad para hablarle.
I didn't lose the opportunity to talk to
her. Aproveché.
I took advantage of it.
Buen resultado.
And a good result.
¿Sabe que cada cristiano,
you know that each Christian,
no tiene que desaprovechar las oportunidades,
does not have to let go of the opportunities,
de estar en la casa de nuestro Dios,
to be in the house of God,
porque posiblemente un día,
because it may be
no
one
puedas,
day you're not able to.
Pero sigue diciendo el verso 6,
but then in verse 6 continues to say,
llamarle entre tanto que está cercano.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Allá en Lucas capítulo 11.
In Luke 11.
9 y 10.
9 and 10.
Dice pedid.
It says ask.
Y se os dará.
And it shall be given to you.
Llamad y se os abrirá.
Call and
buscad,
it will be received.
Buscad y hallaréis.
Look and you will find.
Eso es lo que menciona Lucas 11.
That is what Lucas 11.
Y 10.
And 9 and 10 say.
Si lo buscas, lo encontrarás.
If you look for him, you will find it.
Verso 7.
Verse 7.
Mire lo que cambia aquí en el verso 7.
Look what has changed in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Aquel que va a venir a nuestro Dios,
the person who is going to come to our God,
no solamente se le ofrece pan, agua,
is not only being offered
leche,
bread,
vino,
water, milk, wine,
también se le dice,
it's also saying,
que deje el camino de maldad.
It's saying, forsake your bad way.
Y esto es algo,
this is something
que muchas veces las personas traen arraigadas.
That many times people have very much held on to in their lives.
Y cuando dice deje el camino de maldad,
and when it says leave the way of the wicked,
está refiriéndose a todas las cosas malas.
It's referring to all bad things.
Dice deje el impío su camino.
It says let the unrighteous man,
y el hombre inuco sus pensamientos.
Says a wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
El impío,
the wicked,
muchas veces esa persona que ha conocido de Dios y se aparta.
Many times is that person who has come to know Christ and he has left his
pero
way.
Pero el inuco,
but the unrighteous,
que menciona sus pensamientos, hombre inuco,
that's talking about his thoughts,
habla acerca de un hombre más malvado.
Is of a man that's more wicked.
Y a veces cuando hablamos de una persona malvada,
when we speak of a wicked man,
de aquel que mata,
one that is
o hace otro tipo de,
killing,
de pecados,
other different type of lives. In the Spanish, it's two different words. In English, it's the same.
Pero habla acerca de pensamientos malos.
They're speaking of the bad thoughts.
Y se le hace esa invitación que deje ese estilo de vida.
And then the invitation it's giving him to leave this style of life.
Y cuando eso sucede, dice, vuélvase a Jehová.
And when this happens, it says, then return unto the Lord.
¿Ve cuál es la diferencia?
See the difference?
Primero hace una separación entre lo malo.
First he gives a division, separation of what is bad.
Y luego hace una diferencia entre buscar a Jehová.
And then a difference what is to look to God.
Porque solamente él puede cambiar a la persona.
Because he is the only one that can change a person.
Tenemos la Biblia.
We have the Bible.
Tenemos el Espíritu Santo.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Que trabaja alrededor de todo el mundo, en cada cristiano.
That works around the whole world in every Christian.
Tenemos también las leyes como los policías.
We have the laws as a
que
policeman.
Que cuidan del orden.
That make sure there's order.
Imagínese si no hubiera esas cosas.
Imagine if that there weren't these things.
¿Cómo estuviera el mundo?
How would the world be?
Aquí vive en tranquilidad.
Here I see you live tranquilo, calmly.
Pero en México tenemos serios problemas.
But in Mexico we have serious problems.
Allá hay mucha violencia.
Much violence.
Allá los las personas, los niños,
There, the people, the kids,
se relacionan con mucha violencia.
Are related with a lot of violence.
En estos días que llegamos a la casa de mi suegro.
In these last days that we got to my father-in-law's house.
Platicando con mi esposa.
I was talking to my wife.
Estábamos ahí reunidos con nuestros hijos.
We're there with our children.
Y como vivimos en una parte aislada de la sociedad.
And since they're isolated from the society.
Yo le digo a mi esposa.
I told my wife.
Es como si hubiésemos salido del mundo.
It feels as if we have come out of the world.
Aunque todavía estamos aquí.
Even though we're still here.
Porque donde estamos, estábamos viviendo en México.
Because where we're living in Mexico.
Yo le aseguro que ninguno quisiera tener sus hijos ahí.
I am positive that none of you would like to have your children living there.
Pero dice el verso 7, vuélvase a Jehová.
But in verse 7 it says, return unto the Lord.
El cual tendrá misericordia.
Where he will have mercy upon him.
El cual dice será amplio en perdonar.
Where it says he will abundantly pardon.
No hay pecado.
There is not a sin.
Que nuestro Dios no pueda perdonar.
That God is not able to pardon.
Dije allí en Mateo.
In Matthew.
Capítulo 11 también.
I believe Matthew 11.
Venid a mí.
Come unto me.
Todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados.
Are heavy laden.
Que yo os haré descansar.
And I will give you rest.
A veces hago una ilustración allá en México.
In Mexico, sometimes I use as an illustration.
Yo les digo de esta manera.
I tell them in this way.
Imagínense que nuestro Dios nos diera dos costales.
Imagine
dos bolsas
that our God gave us two bags.
Para echar nuestros pecados.
To put all our sins in.
¿Cómo estuvieran nuestras bolsas?
How would our bags be?
Llenas o vacías.
Full or empty.
Mira el verso 8 lo que menciona.
In verse 8, look at what is mentioned. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Nuestro Dios.
Our God.
No aprueba la vida de pecado.
Does not accept a life of sin.
El apóstol Pablo escribió a los Corintios.
The apostle Paul wrote Corinthians.
Hablando acerca de la santidad de nuestro Dios.
Speaking of the holiness of our God.
Primeramente dijo que vuestro cuerpo.
First he said that our body.
Es templo del Espíritu Santo.
Is temple of the Holy Spirit.
Y dijo también.
He also said.
Que debemos practicar la santidad.
We are to practice holiness.
El apóstol Pedro dijo.
The apostle Peter said.
Sé santos.
Be holy.
Porque yo soy santo.
Because I am holy.
Dice en toda vuestra manera de vivir.
In all and every way of our life.
Dice el verso 8. Porque mis pensamientos no son vuestros pensamientos.
Says for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Ni vuestros caminos mis caminos, dijo Jehová.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
En el verso 9.
Verse 9.
Los caminos de nuestro Dios son santos.
For the ways of God are holy.
Verso 9.
Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
¿Qué se le ofrece al hombre necesitado?
What is offered to a needy man?
Satisfacer su vida.
Satisfaction to your life.
¿Cómo satisfaces tu vida?
How do you satisfy your life?
Aquí la escritura habla acerca de agua.
And the scriptures here is speaking of water.
Y pan.
And bread.
Cosas para el cuerpo.
Things that are for your body.
Vitales.
That are vital.
Pero menciona de leche y vino.
But speaks also of milk and wine.
¿Qué te podemos nosotros ofrecer a ti?
What can we offer to you?
Yo no conozco tu vida.
I don't know your life.
Pero tú sí la conoces muy
but
bien.
But you do know it very well.
Yo solamente quisiera invitar, como lo dice nuestro Dios.
I only want to invite you, as God has said.
Satisface tu mente y tu corazón.
Satisfy your mind and your heart.
Tu alma y tu espíritu.
To your soul and your spirit.
Con las cosas sagradas.
With the sacred things.
Deja aquellas cosas que muchas veces están destruyendo tu vida espiritual.
Leave those things to one side that are destroying your spiritual life.
Tú sabes cuáles son.
And you know what things those are.
Y ven.
and see
a nuestro Dios.
Our God.
Y él dice es amplio en perdonar.
And says he is very wide and big.
Solamente
and to
te invita, busca a Dios.
Only invite you to look to him,
mientras
seek him.
Tengamos esa oportunidad.
While you still have this opportunity.
Voy a dejar el tiempo al pastor.
I'm going to leave the time to the pastor.
Well, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage from your word, and we thank you for the encouragement that it gives to us to come to you and not to be content with our sins, but to come and cast them before you, confess them to you, knowing that you pardon us, you abundantly pardon. And how we thank you for this. Thank you for our brother and his testimony and privilege of hearing him share this passage, and we pray that you would help it to take root in our own hearts, and we pray that we might come to you and seek you, that we might receive the benefits that you give to us. And so we thank you for the time that we've had to consider this. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take our hymnals and